But there's no way that you, there's just no way. Even though there's just a few, like, say 30, you know, in the mornings, you don't have many people at a revival because everybody's working. But there's just no way that you could, there's people that don't go. There's a lot of people that work sends food. There's no way that you can taste a little bit of everything on that table. I get just a little bit of that and a little bit of this and that. Brother Middlebrook said, well, Miss, what you getting such a little bit of everything for? The last time we had, I said, well, I'm trying to get around. He said, well, there's no way because I've already tried. But of course, you just keep going back, but you can't hold, you just hold a certain amount.
Too bad I don't have a doggy bag.
No, I just sit here and I said, well, if I had a piece of that cake that I wanted up there, and I started to get a piece of pie that I wanted to get, they just, oh, we have so many good cooks. Oh, goodness. Mm.
Do they, what type of breads do they cook in this area? I mean,
well, you know, I don't think we have too many people that make yeast bread anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I have never made bread, yeast bread. I never could make rolls. I have never been able to use yeast. Now, back before we started having all these kinds of bread and rolls and things, you could buy the roll mix, you know, and make your rolls. But I never could. I always get my water too hot or too cold for that yeast.
Yes,
and my bread, yeah, I have never been able to make bread. But now cornbread and things like that. I know. That's the...
Are there different kinds of cornbread, or is there...
Well, not really. Well, yeah, there are a lot of people who make just old-timey cornbread, pone bread, they call it, you know, and just use just meal. We don't have the grist mills are just about out of, you know, they're just about gone.
Mm-hmm.
And most everybody now buys self-rising meal, which has everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, if you use buttermilk, you have to use a little baking powder with it. And two, most everybody puts an egg in their bread. Now, there's a lot of people don't like bread with the egg. My son had rather have bread without an egg.
Mm-hmm.
But I always put an egg in my bread because it makes it better. I think that's the way most everybody makes that cornbread now, because we don't have the you can buy plain meal, but it's not like the meal that we used to have that was ground, you know, and that was just wonderful. Cornmeal, but I don't ever buy any plain meal anymore. The sunflower self-rising meal is what most everybody uses. That's the best seller.
That pone that you're talking, is that kind of soft, you know, that you spoon on?
No, it's real hot. You know, it's I wouldn't say hard, but it's just stiff enough that you can just make it in a pone and mm-hmm. cook it. That's the way people a long time ago used to cook it, when they cooked it on the open fireplace.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They would put it in this, they would have these skillets and they would have tops mm-hmm. on them.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just put this down in there and put it in that fire, and then you turn it up, put ashes on top of that. People long years ago, you know, cave people and all, that's the way they cook. And people, there are a lot of people who still use pone bread, cook pone bread, and it's good.
Is there a certain name for that type of bread, you know, that you put in the ashes?
No, I guess not. I guess it was just cornmeal, just mm-hmm. cornbread, and it was just cooked like that. Back then, it was meal that you grind, of course. We didn't have any other kind then.